Proclamation number 4555 of 2nd of February, 1949. Commandment of Charity. A commandment has been given to you by me, and you must fulfill this commandment in order to become blessed. This commandment includes all commandments which were given individually by Moses so that people would stop their sinful activity which consisted of constant offenses against their neighbor. Everything that violates love for the neighbor is sin, and thus the term sin is also completely clarified, for every violation of the commandment of love for the neighbor is also an offense against me myself, a denial of love for me, who is the creator of all people and thus also the father of his children, who are to live in love for each other. You can only prove your love for me by loving your neighbor, for how else will you be able to love me if you don't see me, if you don't love the neighbor you see and who is the living testimony of my love, wisdom and power. If you don't see the product of my love in him, it will also be difficult for you to love me as creator. For love for me first arises from active neighborly love which brings me myself close to you and also awakens the feeling of love for me in you. What you do to your neighbor I consider done to me and sees you with my love in return, which signifies the supply of strength and light for you. And since you need both in order to mature on earth, you absolutely have to fulfill my commandment of love. Otherwise your earthly life will be an idle run without success and without ascent upwards. And don't be content with doing nothing bad, but make an effort to do good deeds for your neighbor. Help where help is needed. Distribute spiritual and earthly gifts. Take care of the individual's need and truly be a brother and friend to your neighbor, a helper in every adversity. Then you will also awaken reciprocated love and thus also lead your neighbor to me, because only love can establish the connection with me in such a form that my strength will flow directly to you, and because only through love can the union with me take place, which is the purpose and aim of your earthly life. Amen.